everything. Next item on the agenda is the proposed amendments to Regulation 4VAC 295010, commercial black sea bass harvest quota and other restrictions. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon. This public hearing is to address the three emergency amendments made to the black sea bass regulation last month that went into effect February 1st. The first of the three amendments was to increase the number and size of escape fence to fish pots used to harvest black sea bass in Virginia tidal waters. This amendment reflects changes that were made to the federal regulation which went into effect on January 1st. Staff has not received, nor did we expect to receive any comments regarding this change. The second amendment was to increase the time frame for the authorization of alternate vessels to land quota for the directed black sea bass permit holders. The amendment extends the time frame from 30 days to 60 days. This request was initiated by industry. We've received a total of nine favorable comments on that amendment. The last amendment that took place was to set the 2007 commercial directed and bycatch fishery quotas. When advertising for this public hearing, we also advertised for any additional proposals to how that 2007 quota was allocated. Since that time, staff met with five individuals from industry. We met February 21st, just a few days ago. At this time, since the emergency regulation is set to expire, staff is recommending adopting all three of the emergency amendments as permanent. We are also requesting that the Commission re-advertise for proposals to the quota allocation. Staff is favorable to what was proposed recently at the meeting with industry. They are looking at possibly taking some of what was traditionally set aside in the hardship and some of what is set aside as bycatch quota, moving it to the directed fishery in order to allow these fishermen who have taken also a serious cut in the commercial fishery to active fishermen in the directed fishery to allow us to harvest our full share of the quota. Of course, our position at that time, as well as the full proposal, will be presented at another public hearing, and it will also allow staff to individually contact all the permit holders and make them aware of this proposal.
All right, so we do this claim. Let's do what you want re-advertised first.
All right.
Before we open a public hearing. State that specifically.
Sure. We're looking to re-advertise the quota allocations set for the commercial fishery. This is just for 2007.
Matters before the commission. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move that we advertise the alternate quota allocation scheme for public hearing at the next commission meeting.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. McCluskey. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I abstain. I was out of the room.
Okay. Mr. Fox abstains. You got that, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Public hearing.
Correct. Now, the public hearing is to address the three emergency amendments, and staff's recommendation is to allow those amendments to be set as part of the permanent regulation.
Okay. Thank you, Judge.
Sure.
I'll now open the public hearing on the black sea bass adoption of the emergency regulations to become permanent. Public hearing is now closed. Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve staff's recommendation to adopt the changes, including 2007 quotas, amended gear restrictions, and extended time frame for alternate vessel authorization to 60 days.
Motion by made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? Anything more from staff? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Joe. Wonderful job. Next item on the agenda is proposed amendments to 4VAC 53010. To establish provisions of a 2007 American shad commercial bycatch fishery. Mr. O'Reilly.
Good
This is a public hearing, and last month you adopted emergency amendments that established the 2007 bycatch fishery and limited spawning reaches bycatch fishery, and I have a figure up there that shows you the location of both the bycatch area, which are the white areas, the grayed out areas are the spawning reaches bycatch area. The bycatch area starts at the first bridge in each river, so the blackened areas are the areas where it's not part of the bycatch fishery, it's prohibited. What's allowed in the bycatch area is 10 American shad per vessel, and also in the spawning reaches bycatch area, it's 5 per vessel. As in 2006, with the emergency you adopted last month, it's limited to anchor gill net and staked gill net. And I think you had some of the background last month, but there are three options advertised. This option, called the status quo option, which you already adopted by emergency, with the idea that once the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission met, you would know that disposition and could go accordingly. Well, the ASMFC did meet, and they accepted the status quo proposal, exactly what you have in the emergency regulation. They did reject the second option, which was an option that originated from the FMAC, which would have been a slightly more liberal bycatch fishery. It would have allowed 10 fish per person in the bycatch area and 5 fish per person in the spawning grounds bycatch area. It also would have allowed pound nets and drift gill nets to be part of the gear that are used. Nonetheless, that has been rejected by the ASMFC. And I think that if you look at the past information that's in your packet, that's been there now for 2 viewings, but we do have the results from last year in a memo dated November 15th from Jack Travelstead to the ASMFC. And a quick synopsis would be that there were 77 bycatch permits last year, those who wanted to fish within the whited areas. 13 actually harvested any American shad that they reported. We had a few discards reported, but mostly it was kept fish. In the spawning reaches area, there were 11 who qualified on a limited basis. The limited basis was whether they had harvested striped bass during a suite of years in order to qualify. Only 3 permits were issued, and there was no harvest recorded from the spawning areas. So that in total, there were 888 pounds, 254 American shad were harvested last year. I think it's important to look on page 3 of the evaluation, because the ASMFC board acted at the recommendation of its technical committee as to why they chose the status quo option. And the kind of comments that they had are ones, the important ones are that they felt that the bycatch was very low in 2006, no matter which reporting system would have recorded it, because we have 2 reporting systems, a phone-in as well as the mandatory reporting. So they agreed that it was very low. At the same time, there are concerns still on the technical committee that permitting landing of bycatch will lead to additional targeting of effort on American shad. We didn't see that necessarily in 2006 to much of an extent. But the technical committee is noting that 2006, that's in about your 5th or 6th bullet down, your 6th bullet, that VIMS noticed, and this was part of the technical committee deliberation, the 2006 spawning run was relatively weak, and the concerns are that with larger spawning runs, there will be more effort, there will be more targeting, there will be more landings. However, this is a year-by-year basis, so the ASMFC certainly has, as does the commission, the ability to look at this fishery on a yearly basis. Staff spoke to Dr. John Olney, who's on the technical committee for Virginia, and asked him about the bycatch fishery, and I won't go over his entire quote on page 4, But he does point out that the information in general from the bycatch fishery supports what he's been finding for the last 8 years in what he calls his sentinel fishery, where he has deployed a state gill net in all three of the river systems and has collected data for 8 years now. And he finds that this data that the bycatch fishery is producing is complementary. And at the same time, Dr. Olney thinks in terms of gathering information on bycatch, the most useful approach would be a regulation to report all discards of American shad. Dr. Olney goes on to talk about the pound net fishery and the discards in the pound net fishery and how this year he will go from having 1 to 4 cooperating pound net fishermen to look at this discard issue. I think clearly in light of what the ASMFC has found in terms of the status quo option to 2006 to maintain that in 2007, as well as Dr. Olney's comments that staff supports a continuation of the bycatch fishery for 1 year, be the exact same provisions as in 2006. And if you look at the regulation, which is towards the back of your evaluation, you will see that on page 2 and 3, the changes are that this just extends it to 2007. So the bycatch fishery is now updated to 2007, as is the spawning reaches bycatch area fishery to 2007. That's all that I have, Commissioner.
Any questions of Mr. O'Reilly? All right, this is a public hearing. I'd like to open the public hearing on the establishment of the shad bycatch regulation. Public hearing is open. Public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion.
Commissioner, I move we adopt staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Robbins. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rob. Next item on the agenda, item 15, proposed regulation to establish a February 1 start date for the season for the relay of shellfish from private grounds. Mr. Travelstead.
Last month, the commissioner received a letter from Mr. Robert Johnson asking that the commission consider opening the season for the relay of shellfish from condemned private leases on February 1st. Currently, the code establishes the opening date is April 1st. Mr. Johnson's reasoning made sense to staff, and that is if you can start the process earlier, you can eventually remove those shellfish earlier and hopefully before the predator we call a Kalanos ray arrives in the bay and potentially wreaks havoc on the shellfish you're trying to make a living with. You also might avoid some of the higher water temperatures where you tend to occasionally get some mortality associated with the high water temperatures. It doesn't occur, obviously, every year, but it does from time to time and causes losses to the industry. We've discussed the issue with the health department. They have no problem with it as long as we're able to enforce it. We discussed the matter with the Marine Police. They don't see a problem with it. It does sort of probably will spread that activity out over a longer period of time, but there aren't an inordinate number of people who are relaying shellfish to begin with in this state, so they don't see it as a situation that would get out of hand. The regulation that we're asking you to adopt has the single change on page 6 to establish February 1st to November 1 is the relay season for private shellfish. This regulation does not affect the taking up of those shellfish. You know, the relay process requires the shellfish to be placed in clean water for a period of not less than 15 days with a water temperature of a consistent water temperature of at least 50 degrees. Well, if that occurs in March, then they'll be able to take them up. If it doesn't occur until May, then they have to wait that long. But by getting the first half of the process, that is the removal from the condemned areas, it does potentially speed up the process to avoid the cow nose rat.
Very well done, Jack. Any questions from Jack, for Jack? Okay, we'll open up the public hearing. Public hearing is now closed. Matters before the commission. Mr. Tanker.
I move that we approve staff's recommendation to move up the start date to February 1st.
For second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robin. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. McCluskey abstains. Kathy, thank you. Next item on the agenda, item number 16. Pursuant to Section 28.2826 of the Code of Virginia, to accept comments on the proposal of Virginia Seafood Council to